Hi y'all. I am so happy to be back here with you today. If you're listening to this, it means you haven't completely given up on me, and that really means a lot. So I just want to affirm to everyone that spiritual storytelling is still very much alive and breathing. I mentioned in my last episode that consistency was one of my top priorities when it came to this work, but I realized that that wasn't quite right. My top priority in this work is authenticity. I created spiritual storytelling in order to tell stories that helped me find myself and that helped me uncover greater truths about me and the world I inhabit. As you might have realized, these stories often correspond with the themes of growth that are moving through my life at the time of recording. That said, growth is not pretty nor consistent. It's not something that you can just analytically wrap up between intros and outros. It is something messy and uncomfortable and sometimes debilitating. I realize that I can't turn my quest to heal into content deadlines and a constant strive to be productive. Sometimes things need to steep, to sit, and to situate into new contexts. There are times for analysis, clarity, and precision, examination, and revelation. There are also times of processing, of just being, of dreaming. Times to simply wander into the world to see what comes next, which is exactly where I am. In my real life, I am in a transitionary state. I am setting down, making peace with, and mourning an old reality. I don't yet know what the next steps hold, but I'm meandering onto new paths to find out. Which brings me to liminality. In an effort to create a work that is authentic, that realistically represents a journey to spiritual wellness, I'm going to intentionally move into stories and metaphors that deal with the liminal, landscapes of in-betweens and thresholds, places of doorways and dreams. And I want to say a few words on what liminality means in case you're wondering exactly what I'm talking about. The Oxford English Dictionary says that liminal is an adjective that means of or pertaining to the threshold or initial stage of a process. In architecture, liminal spaces are places like vestibules or waiting rooms. They are in between where you're coming from and where you are going. The liminal often is correlated to beginnings, outsets, and openings. Liminal spaces are what lie between the ending and a new beginning, and then again between beginnings and endings, neither here nor there, if you will. Twilight is another great example. It is in between day and night where shadows begin to grow, but everything is still visible, a place between light and darkness. When dealing with themes like the blurring of the lines between the physical and spiritual worlds, or doorways, we are dealing with the liminal. Halloween comes to mind. These spaces, both fictional and literal, are often associated with the uncanny and sublime. So to honor that, the coming episodes might reflect a more curious exploration rather than an authoritative analysis. Because I want to wade into this with you to better understand what being in between worlds can teach us. It's okay to not know who you are or where you're going next. It is okay to inhabit the unknown, to sit still and listen. We forget, as I have, in our endless seeking for social media presence, identity, strong stands, and making progress, that it's okay to lean into time and let ourselves be taken into the cocoon, to gestate before moving forward into new realities. So, in order to keep myself sane and create the best possible episodes, I'll be moving to a bi-weekly format starting next week. So y'all be sure to stay tuned.